This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network.
Wow.
You can, I don't know.
You can hit the stop recording button on your...
I have hit the
stop recording button.
Oh, look, it's Street Rat says it's a very educational show tonight. I'm 99% sure that Street Rat is Nick, who we're supposed to go out to a bar with tomorrow. He smiled. It's not an answer, which is so, it's such a Nick thing to do, to not actually answer, to just smile. I feel like he does that a lot. Anyway.
Riff-raff.
Yeah, it's Street Rat from Aladdin.
I don't buy that.
I'm trying to think what they would do in Boston for the 4th of July that would just be so amazing that I would want to, because like even the New York 4th of July stuff when I lived up there, I was so spoiled by Disney that literally the Macy's 4th of July fireworks in New York were just kind of like, these are boring. What are you doing?
I was typing.
Oh, you were typing. Over here, it sounded like a...
I have a mechanical keyboard. They're loud.
I wasn't sure what the hell was going on. Anyway, so I don't know who should I have next week? Who should I see? Who can I see if is available? That doesn't sound right.
You could always have Auntie Scott.
I don't know if Auntie Scott would be interested in co-hosting. He's not here. He's off cooking dinner. He's probably there going like, get out of my kitchen. Oh, he'll do it for a fee. How much? How much?
$1 million.
$1 million. Nephew was a good co-host. Yeah, I can see if Derek wants to come back. Who are you typing to? What are you typing?
I am retweeting something and adding my opinion.
Oh. By the way, the new video is on our YouTube channel and is ready for the description and a title.
Okay, well.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
We talk about, it'll be interesting, Auntie Scott. I would like to know your Andrew's opinion. Not Andrew, but you, Andrew, also. So not someone named Andrew. Do you get what I'm saying? Not a person named Andrew, but Andrew, meaning also Drew. Do you think he understands? That was clear, right?
Recording stopped.
Anyway, I'm curious as what you guys think, because we talk about the movie business. The movie business. And I'm sure you know that we are experts on the movie business. So each and everything we said is completely accurate. He's watching Chan. Oh, Drew is watching Charlie Chan. Do you know who Charlie Chan is, Zach?
No.
That Sailor Moon that's right over your shoulder there reminds me of something I heard on Chord Killers. There's a new remake of Sailor Moon that condenses the story down to just the essentials or something.
There has been a reboot series and movies and recently movies that are more closely aligned with the comics, like they're retelling the comic story as opposed to the original 1990s anime series.
Yeah.
But that's probably what they're talking about.
Where did you see Sailor Moon?
for the first time.
Yeah.
I saw the really heavily edited, because God forbid kids in the 90s learn about other cultures version at like 5 a.m. in the morning on Fox.
So your local Fox station or something?
Yes, my local Fox affiliate aired it. That was my first exposure to any Japanese animated television show.
And was it a series or was it a movie?
It was originally a comic book series that got turned into
a
movie.
So at 5 a.m. they started playing cartoons on this local channel.
Yes.
And that's what they played.
Yes.
So my question, I guess, is were you just up at 5 a.m. or did you actively go and seek it, or did you hear about it from somebody else?
I was a child who rode the bus to school, so I was up very early.
Okay. So you were just up and you were like, oh, I'll just see what's on TV. I mean, I went to bed really late, and that's how I found Dr. Gene Scott, who made me appreciate crazy religious broadcasters. Unlike, you know, that was like, he was like a gateway drug. He's like heroin. And now I love all of them. God, I love crazy religious. I know it annoys you when we're traveling and I start watching the religious shows on the TV, but I love them. They're so damn funny. tell Zach that Charlie Chan was the precursor to anime. Did I ever get to Pat Robertson level? I used to watch, I think I told this story on this show or on the after show. When I was in my deep, you know, my Christian phase, when I was, you know, in high school and was trying desperately to not be gay, and so, you know, I'll just be a Christian. God'll cure me. I worked as a prayer counselor at a local Christian radio station, and WCIE, the station where Christ is everything. And so overnight, and if you called in and you wanted to pray with somebody, they sent you to me. Isn't that scary? They sent you to me to pray with. These random people on the phone. But by being in the radio station overnight, I got to play in the production room and, you know, make recordings and all the things that I was actually interested in. Anyway, I used to totally believe that the 700 Club was, you know, broadcast live, and that when they were doing their speaking in tongues, they were actually speaking to people. And it was one night when I was leaving from the overnight shift on Friday, because it was Saturday morning and the 700 Club played on Saturday morning. And so I thought there would be a satellite link up or whatever. And it was like, no, there was just a pile of reel to reel tapes that they ship you, like that have the 700 Clubs for like months in advance. And I'm just, so the day that Pat Robertson is sitting there going like, somebody in the audience right now has got a cyst in their cancer, in their kidney, and God is dissolving it right now. And it's, in the name of Jesus, it's just dissolved. He's saying that in like October, and it's actually making it to the airwaves somewhere in February. It's like, that was the first, well, wasn't the first, but that was one of many chinks in the Christian armor there that, you know, I was disillusioned by the 700 Club. But I used to listen to the, I used to watch the 700 Club. Yeah. Both when I was a Christian and after. It's fascinating. Just the way they manipulate is fascinating to me to watch. Robert Tilton. Oh God, I used to love him. He would just break out in speaking in tongues. Dr. Gene Scott with his fucking pyramids. And who was the Benny Hinn? Benny Hinn was the faith healer that would slap people on the head. I don't know. Crazy. Anyway, I think, you know, we're done. I told you, you know, you didn't have to do the big long after show.
No.
That's more of an Adam thing. Well,
I'm going to go
Adam and me thing.
Make sure the boys are okay. I haven't seen them since they were up here earlier.
Well, I mean, but they're normally not up here during the show. They don't like me talking loud.
Lee.
Loudly. Anyway, Say goodnight to the chat room. Goodnight, chat room. I will be back next Friday with somebody. So there will be a show next Friday.